Climate change is being addressed this week in Paris. World leaders will meet at the UN Climate Change Conference and work on policies aimed at slowing the Earth's rising temperature. And that brings us to our weekly feature, Words You'll Hear. That's where we try to understand stories we'll be hearing more about in the coming days by parsing some of the words associated with those stories. This week, it's a phrase expected to dominate climate change talks, 2 degrees. Joining us to tell us more about this is NPR science correspondent Christopher Joyce. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Michelle.
So what do we mean by 2 degrees when it comes to climate change?
It's 2 degrees, and that's Celsius, by the way, which is about 3.5 degrees Fahrenheit. 2 degrees is a target. The climate negotiators in Paris are using that target as a basis, frankly, for trying to change the way that the world makes energy, the whole energy economy. They're saying that the planet can only take so much warming, and it's already warmed about 1 degree since about 1900 when the Industrial Revolution really got rolling. And scientists say that this warming is caused primarily by burning oil, coal, natural gas, fossil fuels, and cutting down and burning forests. And they say, okay, 1 degree is bad, but 2 degrees is really bad. And that's when you're going to see serious consequences.
Gosh, I hate to go there, but I have to go there. What happens if temperatures rise more than this average 2 degrees?
Well, not good. How much? Not good. Nobody really knows for sure. It's kind of strange that the number was sort of put forward by an economist in the 70s, simply as an arguing point, sort of is there a tipping point when climate warms enough so we see really serious damages? But scientists are pretty assured that we will see more severe weather, more droughts, heat waves. Some of these things we're seeing now. Certainly we're seeing sea level rise as glaciers and ice sheets in the Antarctic and in Greenland start to melt. How much more will happen? Nobody knows exactly how much we can go above 2 degrees before we see really serious stuff.
So why are these talks different, or are they different from the talks that have gone on before? I think a lot of people will remember that countries have been talking about climate change for quite some time. How are these different?
Well, in the past, the Kyoto Treaty, the only one we've ever had, that required countries, that gave them targets to reduce their emissions of greenhouse gases, and they were set by the UN. That really didn't work. And so this time out, each country comes forward with its own amount that they'll reduce emissions. They pick their own number. And it's voluntary. It's not mandatory. There's no punishment if they don't make it. The other thing that's different is that the developing world is now part of this whole process. Under the Kyoto Treaty, it was only the developed world that had to cut its emissions. This time, everybody is in. Every country from Cuba to the United States to the Seychelles Islands.
So do they have to come up with a plan to keep us below 2 degrees of warming? And who's going to decide that?
Right. And that's where the 2 degree target comes in. The idea is that when all of these countries come forward, as they are now this week, their pledges to reduce greenhouse emissions, you put it into a computer and you say, okay, is that enough to keep us below a 2 degree increase? And frankly, so far, it's not. What do we do? And the plan is, well, we're going to ask people to come back every 5 years after the Paris meeting and keep ratcheting down our emissions to try to get us from going above that 2 degree mark.
That's NPR's Chris Joyce. He'll be following the UN Climate Change Conference, which starts in Paris on Monday. Thanks, Chris.
My pleasure.